This weekend marks the end of an era for a beloved institution of Seattle's LGBTQ community. It's all right, hold it tight, brush your head through his head. For the past 35 years, Dennis Coleman has been the artistic director of Seattle Men's Chorus. He also led the Seattle Women's Chorus for the past 14 years. Coleman's farewell performances take place this weekend at McCaw Hall. He told me how the choruses have changed over his three decades at the helm.
When the chorus was formed in 1979, and when I came along a year and a half later or so, it was all about the fact that we were coming out, that gay people, lesbian people in the United States and around the world were beginning to make their voices heard. To quote an old phrase, we're here, we're queer, get over it. That was kind of the feeling in the early 80s, and it was party time.
This was pre-AIDS.
Yeah. As I look at the history of the men's chorus in particular, there are three different periods that I can identify. That first period of freedom and being out there and singing and forming a community together, and then AIDS hit. And everything changed for us as a community here in Seattle and around the nation. We began to change our mission to care for one another within the chorus, to reach out to our allies, to create a greater sense of community. In fact, that community that was formed during the AIDS crisis between the men and the women and many other organizations gave us the infrastructure and the strength to then move beyond AIDS eventually to civil rights and to begin to sing and to support various laws that we needed to have passed.
So how did your artistic goals dovetail with these political missions?
When you look at the men's chorus repertoire over the years, you can absolutely see how it was reflective of what we were going through. In 1985, our very first commission was by Scott Warrender, a local composer. It was called Eulogy. It was about AIDS, remembering those we had lost. So our repertoire was very much associated with what we were going through. Later, as we moved through AIDS, we certainly haven't moved past it, but as we moved through it and we began to work on all the city and county and state referendums, eventually marriage equality, all the rest, our repertoire changed to reflect that.
This is a long tenure you've had, but you're not an old man, so why step down now?
I'm not.
not by comparison. I'm looking at you. We're contemporaries. So yeah. Why did you choose to step down?
It's time. You know, I see my period with the choruses as an arc that began with that period of coming out through AIDS, forming those coalitions with the women, starting the women's chorus, and all the political things we fought for. That's an arc. We've reached many of those things, like marriage equality. That kind of put the cap on it for me.
For you, but there wouldn't that put the cap on a need for a chorus, two choruses, one for men, one for women, that are specifically focused on LGBTQ issues?
It's a new mission for the choruses at this point. I think they have to open up and expand a bit beyond just American gay and lesbian citizens being their focus. I think we need to talk about the world now and about world peace and about terrorism and everything else that we're going through from the focus of gay and lesbian people. And we also need to continue to celebrate those cultural affectations and art forms that we've created. You know, the gay community has some very specific art forms to it, like drag and camp, etc. And we want to keep that alive. We want to celebrate gay history, not let it be forgotten. So at this time, it's the time for someone new to step in that's younger, that's worked with younger people, that is really more in tune with the issues today that we're dealing with. And it's time for me to sit back and let that happen. I'm very much at peace about it.
Dennis Coleman is artistic director of the Seattle Men's Chorus and the Seattle Women's Chorus. Coleman's farewell performances are tonight and tomorrow at McCaw Hall.